Let's take our first email, Linda from Wisconsin. Thank you for your excellent programs. Your show is the highlight of our week. Thank you. I'd appreciate your explanation of why the Gospel of St. Peter was rejected from the canon of Scriptures. Since we believe him to be the first pope, I don't understand why his gospel was not included. Thank you both for your excellent ministries and your examples to many of us converts. Thank you, Linda.
You know, this is an example of the secular propaganda that's out there. You know, in a lot of different sources, public television, National Geographic. What about the Gospel of Thomas? What about the Gospel of Judas? And what about the Gospel of Peter? Well, if it had been written by Peter, you can be sure the church would have accepted it. But it wasn't. It's a forgery. That's why it was rejected. You know, likewise, the Gospel of Thomas was not written by the Apostle Thomas. It was a Gnostic gospel. It was a forgery, and it was used to kind of, you know, present errors, Gnostic beliefs, as truths to get Christians to accept this. And so the church had to really use a great deal of spiritual discernment in recognizing authentic apostolic writings from those that really were.
In fact, in the early days of the church, there were some of what later were not in the Gospels, I mean, not in the New Testament, that for a while were included
That's
as
right.
candidates.
The Shepherd of Hermas, Barnabas, the Didache.
Clement.
Right. And so you had those that were really welcomed and read and
authentic
upon.
And,
That's right.
and even encouraged to be read by believers.
Right. And you also had some of the books that were included in the New Testament, 2 Peter, for example, James, Hebrews. They were anti-legomena. In some circles, people questioned whether those were authentic. And the church said, yes, these are authentic. They will be included. And then you have things like the Gospel of Thecla, Paul, Peter, Thomas, Judas, and so on. And universally, the church recognized that these were fraudulent gospels.